You're listening to Workipedia by Workforce Singapore, a podcast for all matters career-related. Whether it's job hunting tips or career development advice, we have the insights and answers for all your questions.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Workipedia by Workforce Singapore. I'm Julian, your host for this episode, and today we're going to be sharing some quick tips on looking at job listings. Now, if you are currently searching for jobs on online job portals, you may be overwhelmed by the thousands of job opportunities available out there. And even after typing some keywords based on the type of work or industry you're interested in, maybe you are still getting hundreds of listings to look at. So then, how do you determine if you should proceed to apply? So, here are 5 quick tips. Tip number 1, responsibilities section. Read through the responsibilities section carefully, because more often than not, the hiring managers and the HR will list the most crucial responsibilities in the first few bullet points. And even if the responsibilities are broken up into sections, the first couple of bullet points for each section would likely still be the key tasks you have to perform. Now, according to Monster.com, the top 3 bullet points on a job description actually represent 80% or more of what a candidate will be expected to do. As you go further down the list, the subsequent points likely represent a smaller percentage of the duties. And sometimes, you'll find the all-encompassing bullet point that says any other duties as assigned, right at the end. Okay, this doesn't say much, but be open to ask what other duties it could entail during your interview. Tip number 2, requirements section. Similarly, the requirements section may be written in descending order of priority. But more importantly, you have to identify the knowledge, skills, and attributes that are listed in the requirements, or KSA for short. So, you ask yourself questions like, do I have the relevant experience? Have I done something similar? Do I have the knowledge of what the job requires me to do? Are there any transferable skills that I can apply to this job, and what are they? So when you ask yourself these questions, it will help you to assess whether you have the potential fit for the job that you're applying to, and this can also help you customize your resume. Here's a bonus tip. Both the responsibilities and requirements sections actually give you hints to the keywords you should be putting in your resume and cover letter. You may wonder why this is so important. Because many companies, especially the larger ones, they use a kind of technology called the Applicant Tracking System, or ATS. And they could theoretically be receiving hundreds, if not thousands of applications across all their job listings. So they use the ATS system to automatically pick out keywords that they are looking out for, so as to quickly filter down the number of applications that they subsequently need to look at. Now, even for companies that don't use such a system, they will still be looking out for the resumes that, you know, at first glance, match what they require. And this is done by looking out for the keywords still. This is why customizing your resume to each and every job application is so crucial. Tip number 3, all about the company. Now, it is important to do a little research on the company, and you can start first from their corporate website. So take a look at what are the company values, mission, and vision, and then see if it also aligns with what you believe in. You can also look at their social media pages, if they have these, and then see how they portray themselves to the public or respond to the public. Do you see yourself being a part of this company? And secondly, you can also consider reviews from current and past employees, either from people you know or from online sources, so that you can get some hints about the company culture and how they treat their employees. However, make sure that you get your information from more than one source because personal experiences may vary. Tip number 4, the competition. Now, on most job portals, you get to see how many others have applied to each job posting. This actually gives you an indication on how popular a job posting is, and therefore whether there is a lot of competition. Because of that, you may also want to keep a lookout for job postings that have less applications, because this could actually be hidden gems, and the chances of success are definitely higher. So why not give it a shot, right? Tip number 5, the application. Last tip, pay attention to the steps required in applying for each particular job posting, because this can vary. Some job listings, they may ask candidates to apply through another specific portal, such as on their own company website. And then some companies may require you to attach additional documents, and this could range from cover letters to academic transcripts to portfolios. So you should follow each step carefully, don't miss out on anything, and then lose out on the opportunity. Alright, I hope the tips that we've covered have been useful in helping you advance in your job search. Remember, if you need more in-depth career advice, you can always approach Workforce Singapore's Careers Connect, where we provide professional career guidance and advice to all Singaporeans. Find out more at go.gov.sg/joblistpodcast. That is go.gov.sg/joblistpodcast. You can also book an appointment by calling 6883-5885. All the best for your job search endeavors, and we'll see you in the next episode.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode from Wikipedia by Workforce Singapore. Stay tuned for more insights and tips on all things career related. Don't forget to follow Workforce Singapore on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, as well as subscribe to our newsletters and the WSG Jobs and Career Advice Telegram channel for the latest updates from us.